Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati 2016 first 9 months results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tachke, Director Investor Relations. Please go ahead, Madam.
Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending the Recordati conference call. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our first 9 months 2016 results and our objectives for the full year. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides available on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Please go ahead, Fritz.
Okay, thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We are very pleased to comment our first 9 months result, which continue to show sustained growth of sales and margins. Let's start with our revenue. Consolidated revenue in the period is 862.4 million, up by 9.9% compared to last year. Let me comment, underline that sales include 14.3 million coming from the consolidation of Italchimici and Profarma, the recently acquired company in Italy and in Switzerland. This excellent sales performance, which is mainly due to the organic development of our product portfolio, has driven a further improvement in our margin. EBITDA at 32.5% of sales is 280 million, EBITDA is up by 16.4%. Operating income at 29.3% of sales is 252.4 million. Here, an increase of 18.5%. Let me underline that this result includes non-recurring expenses of 8.6 million due to the auxiliary cost and accrued charges for reorganization related to the recent acquisition of Italchimici and Profarma. EBIT margin, excluding those non-recurring expenses, would have been more than above 30%. And we are improving and enlarging our margin. Net income and 21.1% of sales is 182.3 million, an increase for our net income of 19.5% over 2015. Financial position, net debt at the end of the period is 102 million, an increase of only 11.4 million compared to last year, and despite the acquisition of Italchimici and Profarma and the payment of the balance of 2015 dividend, accounting overall for a total amount of 202.7 million. Therefore, a very strong generation of cash in these 9 months. Financial results in the period are very positive, but also important steps for the development of the company. As already mentioned, at the end of May, the Italian pharmaceutical company Italchimici was acquired for a total enterprise value of around 130 million. The acquisition of Italchimici represents an excellent opportunity for us to accelerate growth, in particular in the Italian market, with an interesting portfolio of well-known products that have significant market share. Also, during July, a small Swiss pharmaceutical company, Profarma, was acquired for a value of 16 million Swiss francs. The acquisition of Profarma represents an excellent base on which to develop our operations in Switzerland, where Recordati has recently started to sell its corporate product directly in the market. Then we have now a base on which we can add immediately our current existing corporate portfolio. Furthermore, in the period, license agreements were signed, which have contributed to a reinforcement of our product development pipeline. A license was obtained from Gedeon for the commercialization in Western European, Algeria, Tunisia and Turkey of cariprazina, an innovative antipsychotic drug for the treatment of schizophrenia, a serious mental disorder which affects around 1% of the population globally. Then, an important product for our primary specialty care business. An agreement also was signed with Assistance Publique des Hôpitaux de Paris in France. Here we are in the orphan business for the development and subsequent commercialization on a worldwide basis for a treatment of a treatment for a very serious invalidating rare disease. Then we are building, we are enhancing our pipeline in both the primary specialty care business and in the treatment of rare diseases. We can move on slide number 3, in which we present the performance in the period of our main products. Let's start with lercanidipina, and then overall Zanidip sales are substantially flat, while sales of Zanipress, which is our combination of lercanidipina and enalapril, are up by 2.0%. And here we have a very good performance in direct sales to the market, which are growing mainly due to the performance of products in Italy, Turkey and Spain. Let's say that the overall sales of the lercanidipina franchise, lercanidipina plain and the combination in the first 9 months of the year are more than 140 million. Then we are continuing maintaining, slightly increasing the sales of our lercanidipina franchise. While for the other corporate product, we have a very solid growing performance. Urorec, Silodosin, generated in the period sales of 63.3 million, which are up by 24.9%, mainly due to the good performance of the product in Italy, France and Turkey, and also to a significant increase in sales to licensees. Then, Urorec, Silodosin is continuing growing and gaining market share in its market. Sales of Livazo, which is pitavastatina, in a limited territory, we are talking about sales in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, Greece and in Switzerland, where we are now selling directly the product as from March, are 27 million and which are up by 27.1% to the good performance of the product mainly in Spain. Then a good performance, 27% increase also for Livazo. The other corporate product grow overall by 7.9%, and these comprise 19 products sold in multiple territories, 6 of which are OTC products. Let's now finish with our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare diseases and orphan diseases. Generated sales of 140.6 million in the first 9 months, an increase of 25.5% due to the good performance of the business in all area, which means to identify new patients in the existing area, and we are also expanding our business in new territories. We are in the process of building and developing our business also in Latin America and Canada. Then really we are talking about 25.5% increase, which is only driven by the organic development of our current portfolio. Slide number 4, in which we show the breakdown of our revenues by type of product. Then we can move on slide number 5, in which we present the composition of our revenue by geography. We can start with the Italian business. Sales in the pharmaceutical in Italy are up by 8.8% compared to those of the same period of the preceding year, which is due also to the consolidation of revenue generated by Italchimici as from 1st of June for a total of 11.9%. But is also linked to the good performance of the current portfolio, in particular of Urorec, Cardicor and Zanidip, and also to a significant growth in our business for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in France are up by 3.8%, And here, Urorec and Methadone, primary special care business sales, are performing well, and the treatment of rare diseases are also growing strongly. USA, the group pharmaceutical business in the USA is only dedicated to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in the first 9 months of 2016 are $77.4 million, up by 28.9%. They are very solid and important performance of our business for the treatment of rare disease in the U.S. market. In Germany, sales are up by 6%, mainly thanks to significant sales growth of Ortoton, our product based on nitrocarbamol. Now, sales in Turkey are up by 17% and include a negative currency effect following the devaluation of the Turkish lira in the period. In local currency, the performance is even better. Sales of our Turkish subsidiary grow by 27.2%, and this is thanks to the good performance of all the corporate products, in particular Urorec, Zanipress, and Lercadip, and also to the local portfolio, and in particular Mictonol, Creval, and Cabral. Then, very solid continue growing performance of our business in Turkey. In Spain, sales are $55.8 million, which are up by 5.2%, mainly due to the performance of Livazo, which is now the most important product in our subsidiary in Spain, Urorec, Citraflit, and Casenlas. These two are products belonging to the portfolio of Casenflit, the company that we acquired in 2013. To reinforce our business in Spain. Also, the sales for the treatment of rare disease are growing significantly in Spain. Revenue generated in Russia, Ukraine, and the CIS country is $56.1 million, which are up by $7.8 million compared to the same period of the preceding year. Despite, here again, the negative currency exchange effect, which could be estimated in $6.9 million. Sales in Russia, in local currency, we prefer to comment the performance in local currency are up by 23.7% thanks to the growth of all our portfolios. Let me underline again that we are continuing doing a good job, we are growing our business in Russia, mainly in local currency, but we have now less in this quarter, we have less currency effect because the exchange rate is less negative than in the first quarter. Now I would like to finish the presentation underlining the performance in other international sales, which comprise the sales of our licensees to our licensees of our corporate product, the export business of the two acquired companies, Bouchara Recordati and Kazen, and also a small orphan business export, excluding the USA. This business continued to grow, and in the period, it grew by 6.2%. And also a positive business in the part of the world in which we have agreement with the partner, we are not selling directly our business. Slide number 6, this graph shows the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue with no major change compared to last year. Slide number 7, P&L in the first 9 months. We have already analyzed our revenue for the period. Let's now move on the margin. Gross profit is $595.1 million with a margin of 69% on sales, an improvement over that of the same period of the preceding year due to a better product mix. And we continue to improve our gross profit, which is one of the drivers for the improvement and enlargement of our margin over the last 2-3 years. Selling expenses increase less than sales and are therefore down as a percentage of revenue compared to the same period of the same year, of the preceding year, thanks to the increased efficiency of the group commercial organizations. Then, here again, we continue to reduce the percentage of sales, our sales and selling expenses, which is another important driver for the expansion of our margin over the last 2 years. R&D expenses are 60.2 million, which are up by 9%, while G&A expenses are overall up by 9.6%, but remain unchanged as a percentage of sales. We have also these net operating expenses of 9 million, which includes, as I said at the beginning of the conference, organizational restructuring charges of 6.3 million related to the recent acquisition of Itakimish SPA, and also 2.3 million of costs related to the acquisition of both Itakimish SPA and Profarma AG. Excluding this, as I said, our operating margin would have been above 30%. Let's move on to the financial part of our P&L. Net financial charges are 8.6 million, a decrease on 1.5 million compared to the same period of 2015, due mainly to the reduction of interest charges related to medium long-term loan. The effective tax rate during the period is 25.2%, substantially in line with that of the same period of the preceding year. Net income now is at 21.1% of sales. Overall is 182.3 million. Here we have an increase of 19.5% over 2015. The very solid financial results. Slide number 8, this slide shows the split of revenue and EBIT between the two business segments. EBIT margins improve in both our segment of business segment, and now in the first 9 months stand at 45.7% for the rare disease segment and at 27.2% for the primary specialty care segment if we exclude the non-recurring expenses during the period arising, as I said, from the acquisition of Itakimish and Profarma. Then, margin expansion, driven by improvement of gross profit and reduction of selling expenses as a percentage of sales, which improved the margin of both our business segments. Is not only driven by one business segment, but both are improving and enlarging their margin. Slide number 9. Our financial position. At the end of September, the net financial position shows a net debt of 100.2 million compared to the net debt of 88.7 million at the end of 2015. But during the period, let me again underline that dividends were paid for a total amount of 61.5 million. The acquisition of Italian pharmaceutical company Itakimish SPA accounted for 126 0.8 million. The Swiss company Profarma AG was acquired for a value of 14.4 million. And also we have also paid 10 million at the signing of the exclusive agreement in August for the commercialization of lercanidipina, cariprazina, the new product that we have in license from Gaon, and we signed the contract, as I said, in August. Therefore, let me again underline a very strong cash generation in the period. Slide number 10, here we are commenting our target for the full year 2016, and let me say that the group's business performance during October was in line with the first 9 months, and therefore we confirm our target, which are to achieve sales of around 1,140,000,000, to achieve operating income of around 325 million and to achieve net income of around 230 million. Okay, thank you. Here I finish my presentation, and now I'm available for any question you may have. Thank you for your attention.
Operator, can you please open the question and answer period?
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from James Vane-Tempest from Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. Perhaps if I could just start on the guidance question, if I can. Looking at the targets for 2016, it looks as if you're looking for a margin of 28.5%, and you've done 29.3% at the 9 months. Just wondering if there is anything particular going on in Q4 we should be aware of, or whether this is conservatism on your side. And I guess perhaps related to that, can you just remind us what the profitability is of Itaka Michi and Profarma? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then, we are in fact slightly doing better than originally expected, and then therefore the full year target is, in terms of margin, in terms of growth, a bit less than what we have been achieving in the first 9 months, but we are not changing our target because, first of all, is an approximative figure, is not a perfect figure, then is not, we can be above or less depending on what is the performance of the business in the last quarter. We don't expect particular, we have no particular concern for the last quarter, but we are strongly involved in new deals in the license arena, which we expect could give us additional agreement. We could expect additional agreements in the quarter, which could require upfront payment, and as usual, upfront payment for early stage products are fully charged to the P&L. Then we are slightly doing better. We expect this performance can continue also in the last quarter. We have not changed the target because it's not a fixed number, it's an approximative number. And on the other hand, we could also have some R&D expenses related to some agreement which could be exceptional in the last quarter. No, nothing sure, because we are in the process of in the due diligence, we are looking for possible new agreement, and then we would like, frankly speaking, because this would be important for us in terms of enhancement of our pipeline, to sign new agreements in the last quarter. But let me underline again, no particular concern and expectation different from what has been achieved until now in the last quarter of this year.
Thank you. And you comment, excluding some of the one-off sort of restructuring charges, the margin would have been north of 30%. Is that the kind of, I appreciate we're still in 2016, but at least in terms of some of the business dynamics, you know, going into next year, do you envisage any change in the underlying profitability or either step up in investments?
Then we will announce our full target for 2017 and also for a business plan 17-19 in February, when we will release the full year result for this year. But I don't want to give you a target today, but let me say that we expect margins obtained to date to be sustainable going forward.
Okay.
This is not a statement regarding what we expect to have as margin going forward, but we don't see major concern, and we believe that margin obtained to date could be sustainable going forward.
Thank you. My last question is just on Turkey and Russia. Growth clearly sort of very strong. Just wondering, I guess, how much of that is sort of ramp up of some of the products, or how sustainable some of that growth is. Some color behind those markets would be really, really helpful. Thank you.
Okay, there is in Turkey, there is some new launches, but is a performance for our corporate products, but is a good performance of the overall portfolio, and is also a good performance of the business itself, which is growing double digit, the Turkish business. in the U.S. and in Russia, with the business driven by both volume growth and some price increase based on inflation existing in this market. 25%-27% is a very exceptional performance. Probably in these two markets, we can continue to have double-digit growth, but not to the same extent as today. We will see going forward, but these are very positive performance. I cannot confirm that going forward, we can keep 25% increase in the market.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
The next question is from Trung Huynh, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my questions. I have a few product ones. Just touching on one of James's questions. Do you need to make any incremental investment for the launch of Vraylar? If so, when do you think you'll start investing in that? Another Vraylar question. I noticed the European marketing authorization is just for schizophrenia. Are you going to pursue the bipolar mania indication where it's approved in the U.S. as well? This is potentially a bigger opportunity. Finally, can you expand on the orphan drug you in-licensed for maple syrup urine disease? How prevalent is this, and how is it diagnosed, and what's the treatment method you use for this?
Sorry, could you repeat the last question?
Nothing. Let me see.
Okay.
Expand. Yeah.
The margin. Let's say then that I don't want to announce today the margin of the business plan 2016, 2019. This will be announced in February. I'm just confirming that the current margin could be sustainable going forward. Regarding the reinvestment for Reagila.
Reagila is the name.
Reagila is the name of.
Reagila.
Reagila is the brand name of cariprazine. We expect the approval process to finish during 2016. The bulk of the launch will be probably end 2016, 2018. We expect to increase the promotional activity, not to increase sales organization, because this could be promoted by the current organization. As usual, if we increase, on the one hand, the investment on one product, we will reduce on the mature product. Overall, we don't expect the launch of this product to impact it significantly in term of margin on our selling expenses. Again, we will invest, but we, on the other hand, promotional expenses, we try to control and monitor as an overall expenses and not only product by product. Yes, we have to invest, but without, let me say, deteriorating our margin. Regarding the indication, for the time being, the approval, the filing is only for schizophrenia, and then we will see depending. This is also in the end of Gedeon Richter, which is managing the process. Today, we have in our hand one filing for the indication in the schizophrenia. Then we will see.
Very quickly, do you expect this to be a specialist-driven product?
Yes, it will be a specialist-driven product, which means that it will be promoted only to specialists, and that's the reason why we expect to fit very well in the organization, because we have, as I also said, we have a flexible organization which is prepared and able to promote drugs to both GP but also specialists. We like to have a specialist product because the promotional effort is more focused on a group of specialists instead of being an important activity to all the GP in one territory. The third question was related to the new drug, which is MSUD. If you want, we can give you some precise indication, but let me say in the conference call just that MSUD is a very severe disease, but is an orphan disease, is a metabolic one, with it's not a huge market. We expect now to start clinical development in 2018. It's not a short-term product. Filing could be 2020-2021. Project is still under evaluation for the U.S. market, but overall we are talking about one drug which peak sales could be between 20 and 30 million euros. It's not a huge. It's an important product. Could be an important product for our orphan drug portfolio, but is not 100 million euros.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Massimo Vecchio, Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. Question on your working capital. It seems that you are continuously managing the working capital very well. I was wondering if you can elaborate a little bit on what's the driver behind that. If I will guess, I will say receivable days going down, but just curious to understand how it is that this cash flow line, it used to be a drag, is now a source of cash generation despite sales going up.
Okay, then let's say that in this quarter the cash generation was extremely strong, and this is mainly driven back by the tax payable position, because in the first 9 months we have increased our tax payable by around 22 million euros, which are related essentially to the way in which we have to pay taxes, because we are talking about advance payment normally to be paid in Italy in June and in December, in the other country in some specific period, and in this period in particular, in the third quarter, there are no major payments for tax purposes. That's the reason why we have increased our tax payable, which has allowed us to reduce our net working capital. Then very good management, but also a specific issue mainly in the third quarter, and we expect this tax payable to be reduced based on the fact that at the end of the year we have to pay advance payment based on the income taxes forecasted for the full year. Then I agree with you, we are managing in a right way our working capital, but this exceptional situation we have decreased in the period our working capital is mainly driven by tax payable.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Ms. Tachka, there are no questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you for attending the call, and goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye and thank you.